December 1st is World AIDS Day, and this year international organisations are highlighting that prejudice against people living with HIV still poses a major obstacle in the fight against the epidemic, especially for women and children. Although medicines are available at low cost in many parts of the world, mothers often avoid testing because they fear stigma and discrimination. In response, Caritas Internationalis is urging governments and pharmaceutical companies to invest more in HIV prevention and care for children and reducing mother-to-child transmission. Monsignor Robert Vitillo is the Special Advisor on HIV/AIDS for Caritas Internationalis. He spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.
There are special challenges with regard to children living with HIV and AIDS. While we've made a great deal of progress in getting more medicines available for adults living with HIV and therefore helping them to live longer, there still are many children who do not have access to the medicines. And also, we need many more medicines developed for use with children because the disease has a different kind of progression in children than it does for adults.
Caritas has the Heart for Children campaign, which pushes for child-friendly medicines. Can you tell me a bit about, first, what are child-friendly medicines and also the progress that has been made in this campaign?
Child-friendly medicines are those medicines that are tailored for use with children, and so they're available in particular dosages and formulations that make it possible to give them to children in a way that you don't risk underdosing or overdosing them. In the past, we used to have to give adult pills to mothers and tell them to cut up the pill in six different ways and give a small piece of the pill to the child. There's no guarantee that the mother is able to cut it properly or to make it in equal dosages, and therefore there were many questions about the effectiveness of this approach. More recently, because of the pressure brought by Caritas Internationalis and by other international advocates, pharmaceutical companies have begun to develop special formulations and dosages for antiretroviral medication for children living with HIV. And that has made it possible for many more children to have a bright new future. If children living with HIV do not have access to these medications, over half of them die before their second birthday. So that's how vital it is to get these medicines to the children. Also, what we're asking the pharmaceutical companies to make are fixed dose combinations so that children don't have to take 9, 10, 20 pills a day, but rather be able to give them all of the medication they need in one or two dosages each day. Now, we've made progress in this, but there still are many more children who have need of these medications. And also, the second-line medications, the medications that doctors would use once the first medicines they try no longer work for the children, those are still very, very expensive and not very accessible. And so Caritas Internationalis, in its Heart for Children campaign, is putting pressure on governments and on pharmaceutical companies to invest more money for these children, to be sure that the children have a future, have a chance to live. Also, in this campaign, we are trying to remove the obstacles for women who are pregnant to be tested for HIV, because if we know that the mother is pregnant and living with HIV, then doctors can prescribe simple medications have the mother take before she gives birth to the child and to administer the child right after birth. And that is able to drastically reduce the possibility that the child would be infected by the mother who is living with HIV.
Now, on that topic, what challenges do you face in getting children and mothers to get tested in the first place?
Well, first of all, most of the children who are infected today, 90% of those children have been infected by mothers who were not tested while during their pregnancy and therefore did not get treatment for the HIV infection themselves. So that's why it's so important to help the mothers to be tested. But a big obstacle to this is that many mothers are afraid to find out about their HIV status because they're afraid of the stigma and discrimination that they will face within their own families and in their local communities. And so that's why it's very, very important for Caritas and other Catholic organizations that are responding to HIV to help local communities understand the situation of HIV, and especially to encourage our parishes and our church communities not to reject people with HIV, but rather to welcome them, to care for them, and to make sure that they're getting good medical treatment.
Now, finally, can you just tell me a bit about the importance of Catholic Charities in HIV education and also treatment?
Well, Caritas is either sponsoring or supporting programs in about 116 countries of the world. These are HIV and AIDS education, treatment, and then also care and support programs for widows, for orphans, and for others who are affected by HIV. The Vatican has estimated that about 25% of all HIV treatment programs and education programs in the world are sponsored under Catholic Church auspices. So many of our Catholic organizations have made a very important commitment to walk with and to accompany people living with HIV and to prepare the rest of the community to receive them and to welcome them in their midst. We need to continue to do that because there still is a great deal of stigma and discrimination among local communities. I often travel to different parts of the world, but especially to those parts of the world where HIV has had a tremendous impact. And it's amazing to me that even in places where HIV has been known for 30 years, where many, many of the people in sub-Saharan Africa, for example, more than 5% of all the people in sub-Saharan Africa are living with HIV. In some parts of southern Africa, up to 25 or 30% of adults are living with HIV. But even in these areas, there's still a great deal of stigma and discrimination.